Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can.
Today I wanted to discuss a popular topic: is this an OCD thought? There's four scenarios. Scenario number one: if it falls within your usual theme, yes, the details could be different, the circumstance can be different. If it falls within your same theme, it's OCD. If it falls with, this is number one. Number two, if it falls within somebody else's theme that you've heard somewhere online, that is also OCD. If it's a real event OCD is when a tiny little situation happened, super small, insignificant, but maybe you're adding to it either like a false memory, but what if also this happened, or making it a much bigger deal than other people without OCD would. That's called real event OCD. That's also a situation. So you can say, but this really happened. Would anybody else worry about this thing that really happened? No, then it's OCD. But if you think like false memory, what if it happened and then something else happened, and then what if this bad thing happened? What if, again, OCD? And the last one is worrying about recovery. What if I don't recover? What if I never feel like I felt before? What if I'm not going to enjoy life anymore? This person online said I can't recover. So also viewing it as OCD. So if you're using the tracking app, and you should be, because not because it's mine, but because it works. If you don't want to use the app, use a piece of paper and do the same thing. But do it. And if you're doing the tracking, you include all of these parts in it, because all of that would count as OCD. And step by step, start pulling yourself out of it, where you're ruminating a little less, you're doing a little less compulsions. Don't believe people online when they I actually do believe them, in the sense that they'll say, I can't recover. Well, maybe they're not using this method. And their doctor, like I say this in videos, that their doctor can't legally use this method. So chances are they're either doing just reassurance, or they're doing maybe one exposure a day or something like that, where it's not nearly enough and keeps the situation chronic. So you can recover, you will recover, if you do this every single day. It can't be like, I did recovery work once a day, once a day for an hour. It will have to be all day work. It's not super difficult though, because all you're doing is disregarding. So you're going about your day how you would normally go about your day. Just when the thoughts come in, you don't develop the thoughts further. And step by step, just doing this, keeping going, you will get there. So any of those four scenarios, and if you feel like your OCD might not fall under those four scenarios, chances are that's also OCD thinking. I can tell you that in over 12 years, I really haven't seen a situation where the person said it's OCD and it turned out not to be. So it's OCD. You have to push through. If you would like my personal opinion, or if you would like to do a recovery program with me, of course, I'm available. All the information is on youhaveocd.com. We also have other coaches who are ready to help you if you are ready to start. So check that out, and I will be back tomorrow. Thank you.